Has America ceased to exist? The question was put to financial advisor Doug Casey. Here's what he said.
I'm extremely pro-American, but America has ceased to exist. It's been replaced by the United States, which is just another of 225 nation states that covers the face of the earth like a skin disease.
He could mean many things, but the question intrigues me. Let's frame it differently. Does America serve its own interests or the interests of a tiny minority? Let's look at foreign policy. We support terrorists in Syria, yet oppose the same jihadis in Iraq. We're waging a war on terror, yet we murdered Saddam Hussein, who crushed terrorism in Iraq, and we now oppose Assad, who's fighting jihadis in Syria. We're fueling strife in Ukraine, yet we demonize Putin, who's promoting peace, sanity, and reason.
Проявляются системные дисбалансы в мировой экономике, в финансах, в торговле. Продолжается размывание традиционных нравственных и духовных ценностей. Вряд ли остаются сомнения в том, что однополярная модель мирового устройства не состоялась. Народы и страны все громче заявляют о решимости самим определять свою судьбу. Тем не менее, надеюсь, прагматизм все-таки восторжествует. Нужно избавиться от амбиций, от стремления устроить мировую казарму.
Who's pushing America into creating this world garrison? Names like Newland, originally Noodleman, Kagan, Crystal, AIPAC, reveal a tiny minority that puts Jewish interests before America's. Why are the same ones who incited war in Iraq with their lie of weapons of mass destruction appearing all over TV calling for more war and more Gentile U.S. soldiers sent to their deaths? You see, Jews don't send their own to die in their wars. If we look at domestic policy, it's the tribe all over again. At U.S. Treasury, we have Jacob Lew and David Cohen, Undersecretary for Terrorism, piling sanction after sanction on Christian Russia. Although U.S. companies are protesting the sanctions on Russia as bad for business, Cohen and Lew couldn't care less. Sanctions are good for the Jews, and who cares if they're bad for everyone else? Enough of this insanity. If we're ruled by the insane, that's what we get, insanity. Doug Casey says he's pro-American, yet he's giving up the ship.
I wouldn't waste time trying to turn around a super tanker that is what the U.S. government amounts to. You're doomed to failure. And perhaps being squashed by the supertanker in the process.
If America is a supertanker, then it hasn't ceased to exist. It exists as a super synagogue whose walls reach to London, to Kiev, all the way to Tel Aviv. Christ called Jewry the synagogue of Satan. It's organized, it's global, it's evil, and America exists within its walls. That's why Washington has become the enemy of Christ. The tanker doesn't have to sink, but throw the synagogue overboard.